When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Good morning, just after 8 o'clock on a Thursday, a BF Thursday. A prequend is officially here, and we'll make it worth your while. Less than an hour gets you passes for Just Like Heaven with the Strokes LCD sound system. And if it's not enough for you to go see the Strokes this weekend, how about you meet the Strokes, as we have one of the members of the Strokes joining us in the K-Rock studios a little bit later this morning. We'll listen to some new music, get into some shenanigans and everything else. Quickly, though, before we move too far past the undercover investigation that everyone's talking about, a lot of people on the text line saying that Klein is the hero that we get but we don't deserve.
Where are these texts? I'm trying to find them.
Look deep in the text line. They're there.
Where's the undercover? You didn't go undercover. You were just a regular dude.
He was recording undercover.
I went undercover at the beginning where I had my phone hidden so I could get audio, and then I took some undercover footage of thing. But then, yes, my cover was blown pretty quickly in the store. Allie, I know you don't care what I have to say,
were
but...
Were you wearing your little purple shirt?
Yeah, I was in the purple shirt as well, just to make sure
if that had anything to do with how people were treating you.
Probably. Probably were.
This gay guy talking about an ice cream cake came in here.
You guys may not think it's a big deal, but guess what? Our sister station down the hall is already running with this, Allie.
A scandalous ice cream cake investigation revealed that Klein from radio station K-Rock has way too much time on his hands.
That's not the story here. The story's not how much time I have.
Yeah, how much time did you spend on this?
A lot. And the story is what's going on and how many people are probably being duped by fake ice cream cakes. It's not about me having time.
An undercover sting revealed that a select few ice cream cakes in the freezer section of a local grocery store were not filled with ice cream. Yeah. Klein discovered this last week at an alleged fun pool party.
Well, it wasn't alleged. It was fun.
I think she used alleged correctly.
It was a fun pool party.
There were complaints regarding the cake, of course, but it snowballed into questionable music a lack of chicken to feed the group.
I had enough chicken. Vanessa ate more than her share of chicken, so we ran out.
Two pieces.
I had way more, enough chicken for 12 people, supposedly.
So Vanessa had a pile of bones on her plate. She wanted more.
KNX, you're missing the story here. The story's not about if the pool party was fun. The story's about the cake.
So no ice cream was an awful discovery, but some partygoers say that was just the icing on the cake.
Well, who's talking to KNX about the pool party?
The partygoers.
Which one are you?
I'm Sibby Namora, KNX News.
All right, well, that's...
We are the partygoers, and we demand a refund.
You guys missed the... That's not the story. The story's about the goddamn cake.
You know, I understand. This is how passionate I got about the free air movement.
You're right.
Okay?
And you're a hero, and you were a hero.
Everyone's paying for air to fill up their tires, and you don't have to pay for air. It brought me all the way to a city council meeting, and I think you should do the same.
Oh, you gotta give a speech for the kegger, too.
Yeah.
I will go to a city council meeting, and I will bring examples. And by the way, at the end of it all, I will feed them all real cake with ice cream, and then this thing that I bought that's being peddled as ice cream cake, and they'll realize the difference is strong.
This is a community issue in your community.
So I'm not really sure how much further we can go with this. I mean, Omar thinks we're already way past.
I don't think any of us want this to go further, but it's you. It's your hill to die on.
We've already milked this. It's not enough, so we'll move on. And we get into a bunch this hour on the show, including your generation wars. That is coming up. We have some clickbait to get to in a mere moment as we solve the internet's biggest riddles as well. And much more, plus later this morning. Can't believe we're going to do it, but we finally are. Tickets to your kegger are coming up in mere moments, KROQ. How about a restaurant and why you should avoid it? Now, some people have their theories as to things you can tell before you go into a place, if the food will be good or bad. And yes, you can look for the letter on the window that will maybe give you an idea if they have rats or not. But there is something specifically that experts say you can look for immediately and determine if this is a place you should probably not eat at. It's time for clickbait. Here we go. All right, this is a red flag. Not what you'd expect, but a great way to tell if you're about to have a good experience or a bad experience when going to a restaurant that perhaps you've never been to before. It is an obvious red flag that you may not even know to look for, but you should, because it will let you know whether or not your experience will be good or terrible.
God, there's so many that come to mind. The menu being all over the place, but I think it's the owner being too present. When you go and sit down at a restaurant and the owner's right there, hi, how is everything? Hi, I'm just going over to your table. Hey, let me tell you about this family-owned business. This is when we opened. This is the best thing on the menu. Hey, I'm the one serving you. I'm the one telling you about all the menu items. It's too much. If the owner is too there, there's something wrong.
Yeah, you were going to some place for a while where you said the owner was like one of those types, and you were convinced that you were getting regular treatment, but then we proved that the owner had no idea who you were, and it was obvious because you ran audio and the guy was like, hi, is this your first time? You're like, no, we are regulars.
He said, good to see you again.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, and which is what he says to everybody.
Right, which is, you thought that meant you were special. So Allie believes if the owner is too present, I mean, if it's a small little place that's been around forever and the owner loves doing that little glad handing and going around and saying hi to everyone, maybe it means it's a good place.
It means they're thirsty. It means they're desperate. Why? Right. Because their food doesn't measure up.
Okay, Allie claims a too present, too nice, too accommodating owner. As opposed to those restaurants that are like, we don't make accommodations for nobody.
Yeah.
Gluten-free, too bad.
Sit down if you can.
All right, Omar, what is the red flag? This is an indication that you're about to experience a not a great restaurant meal.
I think this is the first step where you get to experience a little insight into how their restaurant is behind the scenes, and that would be the bathroom. If you enter the bathroom and it's not well clean and it's not well stocked and there's grime everywhere and there's, you know, urine still in there, I mean, it's just gross. I think that's indicative of how their place is in the kitchen.
You know, my dad, growing up, if we went out to a restaurant to eat, before we would even sit at the table, he would go in and just to inspect, and exactly what Omar's saying.
He would go in and inspect the bathroom?
He'd go in and see, and if the bathroom he didn't think was up to, if he thought it was like a complete disaster zone, he'd say, nope, we're not eating. Because his theory was, if it's that gross, these are the people that are making the food and all that. This is the bathroom that they're using. If there's no one monitoring that, I mean, if that is just completely...
Maybe they're in the kitchen cooking up an incredible dish and they don't have time. They're too busy making magic in there.
Listen, he's always said, from an early age, I remember that. I don't remember a lot of advice, but I do remember the clean bathroom, better, you know, bad bathroom, gotta leave. Can't eat that. That's what he would always say. Bad bathroom, gotta leave.
I would say, though, it's the opposite for bars.
For bars, too, you think?
No, I think it's the opposite.
Oh, opposite. Right. Bad bathroom, probably good bar.
Great bar.
Yeah, especially if it's got all that ice in the urinal. Oh, you don't know about that, Allie, but for the guys, we got a lot of ice to pee on. It's great.
What is that?
It's amazing.
What?
Oh, yeah. Pee ice?
They put a lot of ice in the urinal.
Especially at, like, the restaurants, the Chinese restaurants. I love it.
Why? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Something about it. I think it's probably better for the smell, maybe, or something, but...
Yeah, it eliminates the odor, and the ice really, like... does its job.
It must drive Europeans crazy because you go there, you ask for ice water, they give you one little sliver of ice. Meanwhile, we're pouring just buckets of it in the urinals.
Tell me, though, were there ever restaurants that you had your heart set on and then your dad went into the bathroom and then he said, we're not eating here, and you were so disappointed?
Oh, many times. Oh my God, yeah. I would go into restaurants and see like that giant spinning display case of desserts, but this is going to be the greatest night ever. You're like, let's go, kids, we're getting in the car.
And then you have to find a restaurant all over again.
Yeah, oh yeah. Another place.
Oh, my God.
It was a terrible...
What a process.
Terrible experience.
We're all starving?
Omar says bathroom. Jake, what is the red flag? You should not eat at a place if you notice this upon arriving.
I'm going to guess either a sticky floor or brown ceiling tiles.
That's interesting.
What?
Brown, like you go in, and sometimes the ceiling tile is supposed to be white, and then they have like the brown like circles and stuff. Yeah,
yeah. Jake's just describing the Jake Shack.
Okay. Sticky floors and brown.
All right. Well,
are there a lot of ceiling tiles?
One of the red flags that was mentioned lower on the list is the overpowering smell of bleach, which means that
you had to cover up
what Jake is getting into. And Allie, it was also mentioned that the menus that are all over the place is usually an indication that they're not good at anything.
Oh, we have kebabs, we have sushi, we have taco bowls. Yeah, too much.
But they say that the number one way to tell, and no one is right here, and this is what you should notice before you even decide to go to the place, is if their promotional material website is completely outdated to the point where it looks like
they stopped caring.
It has been neglected. If that has been the most neglected, their social media has a few posts when they first opened and nothing since, that is a great indication that you are about to enter a place of neglect. And what started with that whole thing is going to transfer into your experience, food, staff, everything else.
You know what? That just happened to me last week. I went to a Thai place that opened up around the corner from our house. I said, we've not tried this place yet. We went to the website. The website would not even load. We were having problems with it, and so we went to, you know, Grubhub or whatever to order online. Place was terrible.
Terrible.
Worst Thai food I've ever had. And I should have known when I went to the website. If it doesn't even work,
this is not what I should be doing. You get that little 404 error, 404,
yes,
whatever.
Forbidden.
Forbidden.
Why is it forbidden? What are you hiding?
The mailer demon's coming after me now. Because
stop.
They couldn't do it. So anyway, look for that. Check out what's going on if their stuff is not up to date. Now, there's a lot of places that can have really good up to date, good socials and still be terrible.
Of course.
But at least you run that is an almost telltale sign, according to this expert. Quick break. We're back in a moment. Generation Wars is finally here. You will not only win yourself bragging rights for your entire generation, you will get access to our endless summer kegger, which means you and booze and food and us and slightly stupid and so much more. And we need you right now if you're a Gen Xer, a Gen Z, a millennial, or a boomer. Call now, play next, Generation Wars after this on Kayla.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms, actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'm not sure what generation you consider yourself a part of, or maybe you don't feel like you were born at the right time and you would have thrived as a Gen Z, but sadly you're a Gen Xer, or you are a Gen Xer and you think you're better than everyone else, which seems to be the case. We like to prove each and every week which generation is the best generation, and I don't know if we've proved anything here because it seems like we have different winners on Generation Wars a lot.
Not really a boomer ever. But.
Boomers have won before. Well, we did the Oops All Boomers round.
Well, a boomer had to win.
We think we had a boomer winner, but it was not with a great score. But, of course, people listen to K-Rock in all generations, and as a result, we like to prove once and for all who's the best, at least this week, up for grabs, tickets, and access to our endless summer kegger happening in Newport Beach on September 3rd at the Hyatt. It will be great. Slightly Stupid will be there. Hopefully, you'll be there as well. A bunch of stuff we can't even talk about on the radio, but will be happening in real life, and that is all coming up. But right now, it is time for Generation Wars.
Kids and your TikToks.
Gen Z is lazy. Let's say hi to our representation from each and every generation playing this week. We'll start with Gen Z and work backwards. Born in 2002. Wants everyone to know that she just loves Just Dance on the Wii. That is her game of choice. Her name is Ashlyn, a very Gen Z name. And good morning, Ashlyn. Welcome to K-Rock.
Hi.
If you know the answers to these questions, and they will be from all generations, including Gen Z, just answer by yelling out Gen Z. Wait for Allie to call on you, and then you can lock in your answer. Thank you for being here, and thank you for keeping radio alive. And I know people say, Gen Z, don't listen to the radio, but Ashlyn would say that is just not true.
That's so true.
Oh, wait a minute. We got a question contestant number two from Gen, from Millennial, born in 1986. Only plays Mario games. If Mario is not in the game, he's not interested. This is Stefan or Steven, born in 1986. Welcome to Generation Wars. Hi, Stefan.
Hey, guys.
If you know the answer, you must yell out Millennial, wait for Allie to call on you, and answer these questions correctly, all right?
Sounds good.
All right. Rules is rules around here. Allie, we move on and we say good morning to our Gen Xer, born in 1980. Susan, the tail end of Gen X. We've had Gen Xers born as early as the early 70s, and this one, born in 1980, remembers the news when people would say, do you remember where, you know, they'd ask the parents, do you know where your kids are? Yeah. It's 10 p.m., and that means you are a true Gen Xer. Gen Xers are having a good run lately in Generation Wars. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Sweet Divots.
Sweet Divots, I was wondering, too, since the others have given their video game choices, what was yours?
I grew up playing whatever my brother would let me play. Mm.
Like Pong?
He was kind of in charge of the system. So, yeah. Fighting games, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat.
If I die, you can have a chance at it, but then somehow he would never die or something. That was always the worst. Playing with a friend that was
Since
really
I'm
good.
Done with exactly. this level, right, they're yeah, never done.
It's the worst. All right, finally, we say good morning to our boomer, born in 1963. He used to drink from a hose. And his name is Kent. And
Kent.
All of the things he wanted to talk about, drinking from the hose was what he's the most proud of. What was your video game of choice, Kent?
Asteroid. We had it in the restaurant I was working at.
All right. Asteroid on the good old-fashioned video game arcade machine. Here we go. Question number one in Generation Wars. Hands on your buzzers. If you were to purchase a Super Soaker, what exactly would you have just purchased?
Boomer.
Yeah, Boomer, you were first.
It was an elongated tube that you just would squeeze and it would shoot out a stream of water and you'd use it to soak the kids.
No.
Such a long description.
I think he's caught up on the fact he used to drink from a hose.
It's a long tube device. Okay.
Yeah, I believe next up was Gen X. Yeah. Go ahead.
Water gun.
That is right. It was a very...
Boomer did kind of describe.
High-powered water gun, the way he described it. We can't accept that. It's a very simple answer, and it became very complex. What does...
Perspiration spewed from the long water tube.
Right. What does TRL stand for? That is the correct answer. Total Request Live. Everyone was watching it in the millennial generation for a period of time with them great MTV VJs like K-Rock's own Carson Daly.
And he was the first guy I saw painted nails.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was like, whoa, that guy's cool. He paints his nails on MTV.
We go to question number three, and it is a tie right now between Gen X and millennial. Question three. What could you do to the back cover of a Mad magazine?
Boomer.
Go ahead, Boomer.
Fold it over into thirds.
That is a correct answer. You'd fold it over into thirds and you would get yourself...
That was the exciting thing you could do.
You'd get a different image.
You get a secret message.
Oh,
secret
I see.
Message. But I will accept that answer. That guy knows what he's talking about. Boomer on the board. And now we've
great,
got
now
ourselves...
now I can mail it.
We've got a good race going here as we move to your next question in Generation Wars. Name a show that would have been featured on TGIF.
Gen X. Family Matters.
I will accept Family Matters. Mm-hmm. A lot of shows I would have accepted as a part of that, including the greatest show ever, Dinosaurs.
Oh, my God, I remember Dinosaurs. Why have they not remounted that show?
We got a question. Next question in Generation Wars. So far, it's a tight race. Before swiping on apps, single people used to potentially try to sell themselves to suitors in what section of a newspaper?
Boomer.
Yes, Boomer.
Classified.
I will accept classified or the personals, as they were known as well. That is a correct answer. And just think about that. As much as people think that the dating apps are done now, imagine having to write 11 words about yourself and putting it on the back of a newspaper, hoping that someone would see it and be like, that's...
You had to be truly thirsty.
That person is just what I'm looking for.
This type description is my lane.
We move on to this next question. What is a devious lick, or describe the devious lick trend that took over TikTok in 2021? No one wants to shoot
Gen
it on
Z,
this.
Gen Z, where you at?
Devious lick. This is where people were breaking into their school and either stealing stuff from school or creating some sort of issue. You know, they were either creating damage or doing something. Anyway, it doesn't matter. No one got the point. We move on. This next question, Generation Wars. In pager slang, what did the code 143 mean?
Gen X. I love you.
That is correct. I love you is the right answer.
All right, Gen X is in the lead with 3 points. Kent the Boomer is in second place with 2 points. Millennial has 1 point.
What is a beige flag?
Gen Z.
Yes, Gen Z.
There's no issues. No toxicity, no green flags, just normal.
Yep, that is a correct answer. Nice. Beige flag, nothing, no red flag, no really green, just whatever. It's like, I'll settle for that. And, you know, now everyone is on the board officially. Allie, what's the score in Generation Wars?
Well, now everyone's on the board. Gen X has 3, Boomer has 2, Millennial and Gen Z both have 1 point.
If you had a Beam Team Shaquille O'Neal, what did you have exactly?
Millennial.
Yes, Millennial.
A sports card.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Very limited edition basketball card, Beam Team Shaquille O'Neal. Hope you have it still. It's probably gone up in value as long as those corners aren't bent. And we go to your next question. In the movie 500 Days of Summer, what musical artist does Tom and Summer bond over in the elevator that kicks off the crush? It's one of the biggest movie soundtrack songs.
Of all time.
Anyone? I'm surprised that I would have thought this would have been a millennial slash maybe even Gen Z sneaking in.
Yeah.
The band was The Smiths.
The Smiths.
The Smiths. No one gets the point. What is a sneaky link?
Gen X.
Gen Z sneaking in.
Someone that you hook up with, low-key.
Yeah, it's a casual, secret hookup partner. And now, Allie, what is the score? Because
right.
We got four questions left.
Okay, Gen X has 3 points. The rest all tied of second place at 2 points.
Wow. Anyone could run away with this.
Mm-hmm.
And we move on to your next question in Generation Wars. And here we go. What is the name of a coin-operated machine that you would have to put a number-letter combination into to hear a song you wanted to hear?
Millennial. Jukebox.
That is right.
Okay.
Where were you on that one, Boomer? You hit it with your elbow?
I'm sorry. I had it, but just a second too late.
Play some James Brown.
We go to your next question.
Gen X and Millennial now tied.
Wow. She's getting very excited. What dating acronym does DTR stand for? I guess the acronym would be DTR,
Millennial.
But what does DTR stand for? Millennial, go ahead.
Down to read.
No. Wrong.
All right, swipe.
Loser.
This guy's down to read? Shut up.
Anyone have this one? It is when someone says defining the relationship. They want to get a sense of where we're at. We move on to this next question now. Here we go. In the iconic scene from the movie Say Anything, what song is being played from the boombox that is being held above?
Gen X.
Yes, Gen X.
In Your Eyes?
In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel.
Woo!
Is the right answer.
Yes.
Two questions left.
Gen X is now in the lead, 4 points, followed by Millennial with 3. Boomer and Gen Z have 2.
What does it mean if someone is going to soft launch a relationship?
Gen
yes, Gen Z.
It means to post pictures without the person's face.
Oh, that's a couple. That's one way to do it.
Huh.
Yeah. The posting of the picture. Well, hard launch would be tagging and putting their full face in there. That's letting the world know we are a thing right now. Look at us holding hands on this boat.
This is just, I'm in a relationship.
Soft launch is like, I'm out and there's 2 drinks on the table and there's an extra hand there. And that's a good example of it. And congratulations. That is right. I will accept that. What did you think a soft launch was out of curiosity, Boomer? Normandy. The beaches.
Just an airstrike. It's a warning.
Exactly.
All right. That's I would have accepted that as well. And we go to this next question, and I think this will do it for us, Allie. So here we go. It could once again be anyone's game. Before cell phones, what physical item did high school boys often give a girl in the hallway if they were going to ask her to go steady?
Millennial.
Yes, millennial.
A note, a piece of paper note.
Boomer.
That is not right. Boomer, go ahead.
Letterman's jacket.
Okay, that is not 100% wrong. I was looking for the high school class ring.
Will you be my girl Friday?
But also the Letterman jacket is an acceptable
really?
Answer as
okay.
well. And good news, the girl's probably cold, so the jacket was much appreciated. And Allie,
I'm with Kent.
Does that, this guy is in Varsity Crew. Look at us. Allie, what is the score at this point in Generation Wars?
Well, Gen X still has 4 points. It was really close, probably the closest Gen Wars we've had in a long time because everyone else had 3 points, but Gen X technically won it.
Gen X, congratulations. Yes! You have done it. Born in 1980, bringing pride to your entire generation and pride, hopefully, to our endless summer kegger. If you're free on September 3rd, we'd love you to join us as we all join forces.
I will be there.
Yes, great. You're as good as in. Hold on 1 second so we can get you those tickets. And what song would you like me to play on K-Rock for you and your entire generation?
Anything super catchy that you guys have played 1,000 times before.
Well, you're in luck.
Finally, we're able to get that done.
You got exactly what you asked for.
But well played, everybody.
Well played. That was a real battle. Kent is still mad about that hose question. And I don't blame you, Kent.
Some people think that Boomer Kent was robbed.
Robbed. Well, we'll see you. We'll see you back. Write his name down. He can join us for the round of Oops All Boomer Generation Wars, which is happening next week on K-Rock. Here's some somber. For your Klein Alley show, in less than 20 minutes, we get your passes for Just Like Heaven. It's happening this weekend, Saturday. If you don't have plans or you want better plans, we'll send you to see the Strokes. And then later this morning, some of the Strokes in the K-Rock studios, so we can talk about what's going on there. Allie, quickly, advice has been asked upon us on the GOAT line. This is an interesting question. I don't know the answer, but maybe as a lady, you'll have a better answer than I could have.
Hey, I have a dilemma from a buddy that wanted some advice that I couldn't answer. So I'm going to see if you guys might be able to. So I was talking to my buddy yesterday, and he said that his wife and him were having sex, and out of nowhere, keep in mind she was on top, she looked at him and said, I want you to call me different names.
Cool.
And he was like, what does that mean? And she said, I'm not going to tell you if you don't know the answer.
It's a trap. Don't fall for it, dude. Run. It's a trap.
Well, hold on. Is it like Stacy, or is it like... Bitch.
Well, this is exactly what's this is what's tearing this guy apart, Allie.
And then they just kind of finished and moved on. But it's been eating at him. He doesn't know if that means he should, like, call her naughty names or call her Ashley. Like, he doesn't know what to do. And
I'm going to tell you what if this was in my bedroom, this is what would happen. She'd say, call me different names. I would pick a name. And then she would stop at me and say, who's that? And I would say, what is going on here? You just said call your names.
I see. So he thinks it may be a trick.
I don't know if he thinks it's a trick. I'm telling you, it feels like a trap.
Know what to do. And he doesn't want to say the wrong thing because obviously that's going to end badly.
Right.
He also wants to please his wife, but she won't tell him what that means. And he's super confused. So just curious what your guys' thoughts on that are. All right, thanks.
All right, let's get some real opinions about this.
Okay, so if he's going to call her a name, he can call her a real name, but it needs to be a stripper name. A dirty name like Destiny or Candy, Amber.
You don't think this is a setup for a who's that? And then she immediately starts checking out his Instagram to see is he following anyone by that name that he called her?
If it was pre-calculated and she was saying it before the sex, I could maybe be on board with what you're saying. She seemed to be in the moment,
right?
Thinking about this in the back of her mind, and she's like, let's get wild. Start calling me different names.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine this means... talk dirty to me type of stuff.
Right, but it's interesting because in the moment, that a request in the moment is sometimes doesn't come from a logical place. It's a heightened sense of arousal, emotional place. And if he tries to now follow up with that in the not in the moment and say, hey, just out of curiosity, which names are you hoping for? I think it gets weird. You can't carry on the dirty talk past the...
What's interesting to me is that her response was, if you need to ask... then it's not the right thing. Like, you shouldn't have to ask me. You should already know.
Call me different names. Huh. Vanessa, you're a lady. Anyone else have thoughts on that? Jake's having a lot of sex these days. Maybe he knows.
I don't know.
I would say it's all about communication. The exactly what he asked his friend, just ask the girl. Like, what do you mean? Like, do you mean a name? Do you mean
he
like
did
a
it.
She said. She said you should know. It's a riddle. It's one of these wife
and then,
riddles.
And then,
no answer.
And if like she says you should know, then I would be like, give me an example. You do it to me.
This is like a dumb off question.
What if it's like, mommy?
Allie, I mean, that's the problem. He says the wrong name.
No, you go. You have the guy say, Alan. Call her Alan, and then throw her off guard. Yeah, guy's name. You're like, oh, you like that, Alan? And then she's gonna be like, what? And then
take it, Brandon. Take it.
And then she's gonna be forced to actually reveal what she actually wants.
Yeah. Yeah, Alan, you weirdo.
Call her Alan.
You weird queer. I'm just talking about, call me slut or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it does say a lot about which name you choose.
Right, because I don't think she meant, if she said call me name, just call me names or call me different names? Call me names
call
is
me
like,
different names.
It's like slut, like the dirty
That's
talk.
What I think.
Yeah.
It's like dirty names.
Yeah, not
or
Alan.
Or he can go with sweet names and you can't go wrong
or
with
it. Or is it like school kid, like four
like
eyes?
Honey? what?
Bully me.
Yeah.
You take it, dork.
You're going to get a wedgie after this.
You loser.
Wait, Vanessa, what's a sweet name?
No, yeah, it's like honey. Like, you can't go wrong if you call them, like, something sweet because it's like, I didn't call you anything mean, nor did I call you a name.
Honey, that's not...
That's not sexy.
That's not hot.
Yeah,
you guys,
that's hot.
Boobikins is not hot at all, either.
I slap it at Boobikins.
Yeah, but you don't, oh, but you don't call... You don't call... Alan, you don't call your wife Boobikins during sex. That's like, no, that'd be
that's
gross.
Just a funny thing we write on birthday cards.
Right. You don't actually say it to each other in the moment. I'd like you to try that. Work that in.
Oh, that would be great.
I try not to say it in front of my child because then that'll get carried over to school.
What if you went with a name that was hot but in a different time, like Bertha, which was probably a hot name back in the 1800s?
Yeah, you could go with that. You can go with, Carol. No, Carol's always a good classic name.
People are completely torn on the text line as well. I'm sorry we couldn't be much help to you, sir, but that is an interesting predicament your buddy's in. But I just say start alphabetically. Like, you know, start at the... he'll get the right one eventually.
909 said you start with Bojangles.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to make sure we're on time to give away these passes to Just Like Heaven. So let's get into your ADD news right now, and then a brand new hour of the show will officially begin. In that hour, passes for you to go on Saturday to see the Strokes, and then later this morning, mystery Strokes from the band in the K-Rock studios. Who will it be? Place your bets. That's coming up later, but right now, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD news.
There are certain people who really rise to the top as truly the scum of the earth. And yes, there are scammers all over the place. They don't normally discriminate who they scam. They're equal opportunity scammers. But this poor family got scammed, and they unfortunately already had a bad situation where someone in their family had been detained by immigration. So they decided, let's get an immigration lawyer. Let's get someone to fight for us so that we can sort all this out. Unfortunately, the lawyer was not real.
A Southern California family says they were duped by someone posing as an attorney. They say it turned out to be an avatar.
Okay, espera, ya voy. Nosotros presentamos la forma. Adelantamos la forma.
It's supposed to be a video call with an immigration attorney. The woman on the screen answers questions and speaks directly with the mother of a man being held at the Adelanto Detention Center. But after the family paid $10,000, they say they discovered the person they thought was their attorney wasn't a lawyer at all, or even real. I'm seeing the mom talk to her on the phone, and you're telling me it's not real.
It's insane because now the scammers have gotten even better with the help of AI. And yes, AI was created to, quote, help all of us, but is also now duping all of us. And unfortunately, it turned an already bad situation into a much worse situation. Douche city.
What if that the AI lawyer had actually been really good at it? And then all of a sudden, you know, because I'm sure they have the ability. They were using it for evil. I mean, they weren't using it to actually solve problems. But what if that AI lawyer, you would think, could have potentially been helpful?
I think lawyer is a job that can never be replaced by robots.
Why do you say that?
Because you have to learn from the person that you have to have a one-on-one relationship with that client and know their strengths, their weaknesses in the courtroom. How are you going to spin this? How are you going to spin that? Which parts of this case are you going to present? Now, which ones are you going to try and bear?
Trials like criminal trials.
Yeah,
you just
know,
need a lawyer to know the law.
My buddy's a lawyer. He does document review. He says he was replaced pretty quickly now because it would take him like 3 weeks to do.
Well,
now
document reviews. Whatever.
Now takes AI like 11 seconds to just look for things. We need all the information, all of the times this was mentioned.
Yeah, well, a friend of mine she still is a paralegal, which is basically just reading tons of paperwork. You're the person that's going to comb through all the legal jargon.
That's replaceable.
And that's something that if you have AI, sum something up for you. But the AI could miss something.
Cool. Well,
I guess humans, a human could too.
This guy watches Netflix all day while he's supposed to be reviewing documents.
Right. They've determined that Gen Z experiences less human interaction than any other generation. It's an increasing number of people in their 20s that are now going full days with no human interaction at all. Speaking of which, Waymo is rolling out a new fleet of minivans.
I've seen them in the streets.
Yeah,
I love them.
Those little like light blue ones.
Yeah, I love those.
The
vans.
Ojai. This is good van news, perhaps? Minivans are making a comeback.
Never been in one of those, but they do. And I actually have never seen anyone in them, but I have seen them cruising the streets now, and it looks very comfortable and roomy.
Well, they have elevator-style doors, so you kind of walk in, and they're low to the ground. You feel like you're kind of walking into a living room. It has spacious seating. It has entertainment options. And right now, you can't specifically request one, but you might get matched with one right now if you call a Waymo, and then eventually you would be able to choose. And I wonder how much more expensive that would be than a regular Waymo.
Well, I mean, they look big enough for probably put six people in there.
I mean, that's a party bus, right?
They're all over in Highland.
Could be, yeah. I know. I'm seeing a ton of them now, and they all seem like they're so pristine and ready for a good old-fashioned banging in that van, right? I mean, don't you think that people would do that?
I mean, van feels like there are bad things that need to happen in the van.
Summer.
If you have a robotic neutral van, will it take on the identity of every other van?
Jay, could you squeeze in sex in a Waymo van before the end of summer?
I might be able to.
Let's go ahead and make it happen.
Start requesting. There are things that we learn in school, and then there are things that you learn out of school, like how to run your own drug operation. And apparently, one former student at Penn State was a cocaine ringleader. This kid was recently arrested, and how he recruited his, you know, little helpers was pretty fascinating.
24-year-old Agostino Abateo turned himself in this morning and is behind bars here. Abateo, a former Penn State student, was arraigned on numerous felonies, including multiple counts of possession with intent to deliver cocaine. 13 current and former Penn State students were charged, along with a parent.
Oh, wow.
A parent was like, let me get in on this.
We had a situation like that at my college where there was a parent that was growing this weed, not cocaine, but he was growing the weed. He had his son that was a student, former student, similar, that was finding other students to basically be the distributors and sellers.
Right.
But it all went back to this one student and then his parent. It was actually, I'm sure for them, they were killing it.
Well, what's interesting about this is that this guy forced a frat brother to peddle drugs for him because he owed him money. Apparently, he lended this guy $1,500 for a spring break trip.
Lended?
Yeah, he said, I'm going to lend you this money for a spring break because you can't afford to go on spring break and you should go on spring break because you're my frat bro.
And then you'll owe me forever.
And then later he said, hey, I'm calling in this favor. I need you to start selling all this cocaine.
And I think
they
had like pledges of a fraternity that were like, we're responsible for cutting the bags
and
all
exactly.
that. It was a whole situation.
So the two frats were hubs for the cocaine, you know, dealing, and then now those are being shut down and investigated.
I know that, like, this is not, you know, what schools are there to teach us how to do, but in some ways, like, his teacher should be
very impressed.
Minus the fact that it was cocaine involved.
He was an accounting major.
Right. It actually feels like this is one of those things where you're like, hey, look, I'm learning what I'm learning in school.
It just happens to be illegal.
Sure.
You know what? I love cocaine.
All right, Vanessa. That's your theory. That's our AI attorney, Vanessa, right there. Call it 20.
Not true.
Let's go ahead and get you some passes right now so that you can join us at Just Like Heaven. The Strokes, LCD Sound System, and many, many more are happening Brookside the Rose Bowl this Saturday. And we've got your passes right now. If you're the 20th caller to get through, 800-520-1067. And then a brand new hour of this show will begin. So once again, you're listening to K-Rock, Finale Show.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.